My story goes way far back. I came to Boulder originally. I came to Colorado in 1969, and was to go to a boarding school out east here, Colorado Academy, because I've been, you know, crap happened on the East Coast.
Right, sure.
I've been in a really awful, you know, sort of English, you know, beat you twice a day, whether you like it or not, kind of a boarding school. So I came out here to Colorado Academy. It was a total liberation. I mean, they used to make us get our hair cut every 3 weeks and stuff. So I came out here, grew my hair long, and started doing drugs. And then, so I finished my 11th grade year, and I met Will Lucky, the guy from Magic Music, at Woodstock West, which was this funny anti-war rally that happened in spring 1970. And a lady sent me a picture of Will and I at that moment. And that's one of those things. You know, that was a life-changing moment. You know, he said, we got together, we played music at this thing. And weird enough, Zephyr played that thing.
Oh.
And Zephyr played it with Bolin.
Whoa.
So, and Will and I got together and we played. And Will said, man, you got to come to Martha's Vineyard and play music with me. And I said, okay, sure. And my parents are living in Milwaukee, Illinois, the middle of Illinois. That's not much of, you know, sure, go to Martha's Vineyard, la-ti-da, you know. So
no doubt.
And this lady, this wonderful researcher, is doing an entire thing on Woodstock West, and people have been getting her stuff. And she sent me a photograph. She said, by any chance, is this you? And I just about lost my mind. I'm going, that's the moment my life changed, and someone took a picture of it. That doesn't usually happen.
Wow, especially from that long ago.
Yeah, that long ago. So 1970, there I am sitting playing with Will Lucky.
Now, that picture isn't in the booklet for Better Days. That's not one of the pictures.
No, I just got it about 3-4 months ago.
Because one of those pictures of you is pretty young.
Yeah, back no, in those this days. One, I'll show it to you.
It was back up in, like, when you were up in Gold Hill or something, yeah, outside the school bus.
So I went out there, and then Will actually left to come back here. He and Flatbush started Magic Music. And I stayed on the East Coast, and I played bouts around the East Coast, and eventually worked with David Johansen from the New York Dolls before he was in the New York Dolls.
Before the New York Dolls?
Yeah, before the New York Dolls. And wow. Then I came out here, and I got to Boulder in 71, and was part of this whole Magic Music aura thing that was happening. And Scott Roach was part of that, and we would open for Freddie Henchy at the Good Earth.
Wow.
And, you know, we're playing this acoustic sort of pentangle, John Renbourn,
folk rock, yeah.
Folk meets bluegrass, you know, it's kind of old in the way meets pentangle.
Right, right.
So that's what we were the first jam band in Colorado.
No
so,
way.
Oh, yeah. We played the second and third Telluride Bluegrass Festivals.
Is that where you met Sam Bush?
Yeah, that's where I met Sam. And so, you know,
and that was years before Glasser got out.
Oh,
here.
God, yeah.
Because he didn't get out here until like 90 or something.
No, and I played with them. They actually asked me to join the band. Chuck, that's how I knew Chuck, is because Chuck used to book the band. And then Chuck and Barry managed the band for a while.
Wow. How's that record coming, by the way?
Man, it's almost done. It's, you know, it's gone. It's really amazing because this is all those songs from that era. And we did that reunion down at Swallow Hill in 2011. And I got the boys in the studio. It was pretty rough. They hadn't been in the studio a while. I'm a studio rat.
So right, you are, yeah.
So I sort of sent them away and I said, let me do, you know, we had 16 tunes in the set. So let me do these 16 tunes and do rhythm tracks for them. And I'll send them out. You guys put your parts on and send them back and I'll fix it. Well, I did that, got great rhythm tracks, sent it out to them. And Timmy Goodman, who was not part of the band, but sort of part of that whole orbiting thing. And there's Navarro and Magic Music and Zephyr and Firefall and Tim Duffy.
Well, that would have been pre-Firefall even.
Yeah, no, Firefall was just coming into existence.
Because, let's see, She's a Song was Rick's record in, what, 71, 72?
Yeah, and this was, and we did some shows with them in the Glenn Miller Ballroom when Brian Brown was playing drums before. Good old Sluggo, man. So, you know, and Duffy and all of these guys were, you know, it was all this, just really, it was, Boulder was really a hotbed of music. You know, Stills was in the mountains.
Right.
All that stuff was going on. Richie Furay. And, but we only had two track tapes of the stuff. So I recorded it and I sent it out. And Tim and Will in the Vineyard sort of said, well, No, we'd like to play with it for a while. So I said, yeah, you know, do some stuff. And then Tim really got into it. And it's one of those cool things where I am a band leader. And I have a band. And that's enough of a headache and a wonderful thing. I didn't want to fight for, oh, man, I got to have this and I got to have. And it was really nice because all of a sudden, you know, my other half of my brain, you know, after leukemia kicked in and said, why hassle with it? Tim wants to run with it. Let him go. So he's literally run with it, you know, and he'd say, connect me with Billy Payne. So I connect him with Billy Payne. So Billy Payne's playing the keyboard. He said, connect me up with Sam Bush. He said, oh, yeah, man, connect you with Sam Bush. So he's got Sam Bush playing. He's got Scarlett Rivera playing from Bob Dylan's band. He's got
Oh, crap, dude.
The bass player for all of it is Jimmy Haslett from the Yellow Jackets.
Yep, yep.
It's unbelievable. And drummer's Tommy Major from Chubby Carrier, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And then the original three guys that are still alive, the guy that started the band, Flatbush, just this wonderful songwriter, died in 2011, right before that reunion.
Wow.
We were hoping to get him there, but this is one of the, he worked with Scott Roach for years at Coop Studios when Coop Studios was first started. Really good guy, but you know, one of those wounded souls, you know, felt like he'd been given a raw deal by music, and the music business should have, you know, seen his talent and understood how great he was. And he was great, but the music business ain't like that.
No, it never has been.
It never has been. And that's, you know, when I left Magic Music, when we broke up in 76, I went back to school. And I went to...
Why are you telling me that?
Yeah, and so I moved back. I moved away, went to Berkeley and McAllister College. And I came back in 1979.
What did you come back to Colorado for?
I came back because I had a job working, a possible job offer at the Longmont Times Call. Because my minor was in journalism. So I was going to make money in the news. You know, the two businesses that have been decimated by the digital revolution, I had a foot in each one. You know,
yeah, you and me both, brother. Let's see. My dad was a newspaper guy. Yeah. He was a musician. He was an actor. And I grew up in all of that.
Yeah.
And then radio. So, yeah, we're both screwed.
Yeah. So I wrote for the Fergus Falls Daily Journal when I was in Minneapolis. And then I wrote for the Minneapolis Tribune.
Wow.
As a sports reporter.
Really? You still like sports?
I love sports. Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Well, you know, I'm a diehard Broncos fan.